Blog Talk Radio.
Request at this time.
morning. This is Positive Woman. I am praying for my prayer request this week is to pray for God to continue to heal my body in the area of my back. God to help me to have the focus that I need while I am on this spiritual cleanse. And that's my prayer request.
Okay, so we have healing and focus. Is that correct? Hello? Positive?
Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Did you say something?
Yes, I did. I was asking you, you had healing and focus. Is that
yes,
correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
All right. All right, is there another?
This is Godly Example. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to... Add to the prayer request. We have some dear friends of ours who are actually relocating to the area, and I just pray for a smooth transition for them and their children who will be starting school tomorrow in a new area. So just praying for smooth transitions and settling in their spirits that they have relocated.
Okay. You were saying something a little bit earlier before you went into your prayer request, or at the beginning of your prayer request. It was sounding a little muffled there, so I didn't really get everything clearly. But what I do have is they're relocating and having a smooth transition in that relocation and settling. Did you say anything other than that?
No, that was someone else was given a prayer request also.
Okay, see, and I actually didn't get everything clearly. Okay, so we have yours, and whomever was trying to give their request, would you mind doing so at this point?
This is Woman Trevor. She is. This week I want to pray for, again, focus, discipline, increase in business, increase in both spiritual and natural and financial.
Okay, financial, business, and what else is that?
Spiritual.
Spiritual.
And focus. And discipline.
Yeah, I have those too.
Okay.
Is there anyone else?
Yeah, this is Confident Woman, and I have the exact same request.
Okay. And I'm pretty much in that same arena as well.
Yeah.
I need focus and discipline and increase of finance as well. So do we have anyone else on the line? Confident Woman?
Let's see.
Whoever has already spoken?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, we have any other prayer warriors on the line this morning that would like to lead us into prayer other than myself at this point? If not, then I will take it in and pray this morning so that we can move on.
Mr. Eves? Are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line this morning.
Would you like to pray for us this morning, or?
I can, yes, ma'am. But let us pray. God, our Father, we come to you this morning, God, with our heads bowed down. Lord, we come with our heart open, God, that you will do a work in us today. God, we come thanking you for this day and thanking you, Lord God, for just allowing us to wake up this morning, God, with, Lord, breath in our bodies, God, and able to move our limbs this morning. We have a right mind, God, and so we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. God, we just come this morning just, God, declaring victory over every situation in our life, God. Lord, you've heard all of the prayer requests, and we know, God, that we have not because we ask not. So, God, we come asking this morning. God, our prayer request was we need focus, Lord God, discipline, God. We ask for healing, God. We ask for spiritual and financial increase in the name of Jesus, God. God, we also ask that as one family is transitioning, God, that it would be a smooth transition, Lord God, for the parents that are involved as well as the children, God. We ask, God, this morning, God, for the other prayer requests that went forth, Lord God, in the area of one individual praying that the body would not reject the kidney, Lord God. So, God, we pray right now, God, that that body would be accepted of that kidney in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, for that marriage, God, that you will heal it, that you would mend it, God, that no man, no circumstance, no situation would be able to stand and tear that marriage apart, God. God, we pray that you mend it together, God, so close, God, that nothing would tear it apart, Lord God. God, and we thank you for that in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just give you all honor, praise, and glory this morning because you are worthy, God, Lord God. You sit high, but you look low, God. You know all about us, God. In fact, you know more about us than we know about ourselves, God. And God, we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come this morning, God, just knowing that what we've asked for is already done, God. We ask now that you give us the mind, God. You give us the spirit, God, to move into the place that you would have us to move into, God. And there we would find your abundance, God. We would find your joy and your peace, God, the power, God, that we need, God, to be able to walk in as women of God, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, for just giving us an opportunity, God, to bow down at your throne of grace, God. For God, we know, God, that you are worthy to be praised, God. And we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just come this morning, God. God, we know that, again, you've heard every prayer petition, God. And God, even the ones that we declared, God, and all we know is we have an unction in our spirit, God. But God, we know you know the details, God. So God, we pray that you do a work in us, God. You do a work around us, God. God, and as we come even interceding, God, we pray now, Lord God, that as we've called out those situations, those circumstances, you've already dispatched angels to the left, Lord, to the right, God, to the east and the west and the north and the south, God, and that these things are already being taken care of, God. We honor you on this morning, God, for there's none like you, God. You are an awesome God. You are a powerful God. Lord, and we thank you for that in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for loving us so much, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Lord, that we might have the right to eternal life, God. And we thank you for that, God. Who would not serve a God like you, God? We give you all honor, praise, and glory, God. We magnify your name on today, God. We lift you up, and Lord, we adore you, God. Oh, God, you are worthy, Lord God. We just bless you and we praise you this morning, God. And God, if I've forgotten, God, any of the prayer requests, God, God, I ask that you take care of those, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just praise you, we bless you, and we magnify your holy name, God. We give you honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the prayer on this morning. We just want take a few minutes just to thank God for just allowing us to come together this morning in unity. humility and come before his throne of grace and asking and putting in our petition. And like the pastor said, we have not because we ask not. But we thank God this morning for the asking. And he says in his word that we can ask anything in his name and he would do it for us. So we're looking for God to do it for us. Nothing else. God is a God that cannot fail. And we thank God for not being a failing God because we need him each and every day in our life. And we just give thanks and reverence unto God this morning. And we welcome him into this show this morning. Welcome him to do whatever it is that he wants to do for us today. I do have a few scriptures to coincide with what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be talking about that we are already equipped to do whatever it is that God has petitioned us to do on this walk of life. And one of the scriptures I want to come from is Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And God knows we need this strength because for me, myself, I know without him that I am nothing. I realize that in my walk and that I am nothing without him. But I know that I can do all things. And in my own strength, I don't feel like I could do certain tasks that he may commission me to do or put before me. But I'm learning that I can do all things through him. Another scripture I wanted to is Romans 8 and 30. Moreover, whom he did predestine, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified them, he also glorified. So I thank God for the scriptures on this morning, because it's in his word that we are already equipped for whatever it is in life that we have to do. And I'm going to start out with this weekend. I had to take a ride this weekend, and I was looking for, you know, people to actually kind of ride with me, because sometimes you're taking a long ride, you really don't want to ride by yourself. But I could hear the Spirit of the Lord say to me, go by yourself. And so I took the ride by myself, and I tell you, the Spirit was able to minister some things to me. And even in that, and I'm glad this is the topic this morning, because the things that the Lord was commissioning me to do, I was like, Lord, I am not ready for that. And the Spirit say, you ready? And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that. And but I yielded, and I said, Lord, if you say that I am ready, I am ready. So I just wanted to share that with you ladies. And do you ever feel like, you know, some of the things that you might face that you just can't do it, or you don't have the ability to live up and own up to what you're faced with? Is there anybody feeling like that? Sometimes you just don't see it in your own strength that you can do whatever it is that's before you.
Amen.
We have any comments?
I know, I feel that way a lot. Like the things that I know the Lord is commissioning or has commissioned me to do, not even that I'm not ready. It is, who am I to do that? You know, I'm not qualified, or why, you know, why me? Why not someone else? And just like in the beginning, when Minister Eve was praying, we have not because we ask not. And I look back over journal entries and things that I've said that I wanted, and now the things are coming to fruition, and you kind of feel like, okay, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready. And so you just have to, or I know I need to pretty much just go with it. You know, stop resisting. This is what you were put here for. So just do it, in essence.
Yes, and that's when I feel like we're looking at us through our own eyes, but God sees us through different eyes. And like you say, we ask for all these things, and we want all of these things, and then when it is presented right in front of us, we feel like, no, I need a little bit more time to do this. But, you know, I realized that before we're given a task, we have already been in preparation for that task. And if we don't push forward, like you said, we get stagnant right there, thinking that it has to be something more that we have to do. And our minds will tell us that we're never ready.
Yeah.
We're never ready to do this thing. And if we allow our minds to tell us that we're never ready for it, we'll never get ready for it. Like you said, we just have to just jump out there and believe that, okay, I'm out here. We're going to do this thing together.
A perfect example of the God already instilling us in us, or he's already given us what we need, is I was at a dinner Friday night, or no, Saturday night, excuse me, and you're sitting there, and when you're at these dinners, you're expected to eat a certain way. It's like, oh, okay, I've been doing this for years. And it was just funny because, you know, some years ago, I probably would have been uncomfortable in a situation. But, you know, sitting there with some very influential people in the area. And so, you know, just eating and talking, and then I look over at a woman who you would expect to eat with grace and couth at a function such as this, and she's picking up shrimp off the plate with her hand. And I just, it made me chuckle because it's like, okay, what's hilarious is the things that we have in our mind of how people are or should be, and then in how they are in actuality. And so when we put limits on ourselves, or you know, like block, but just think we're not capable or not worthy or not, you know, up to certain standards, realizing that, you know, God wouldn't have put us in that situation if we were not. So I just thought it was funny to me.
And you're so right, you know, because you feel like these people are such an influence in our communities, in the world, or what have you. And like you say, you'd be like, you know, who am I? I'm like this kind of, and we do that to ourselves, feel like you're not worthy, or we're not up to their standards. And so we downplay ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we perceive. And then, like you say, you were put in that situation and you perceived them to be other than what they were, but really, they just like you and I.
That's right.
Because at home, we probably would have picked up the shrimp with our hand too, you know, so. And then you figure, okay, we got this big function. You didn't expect to see that, but
yeah,
who they were.
That's right.
Wow, that's good. Is there anyone else that have any comments?
Hi, this is Positive Woman again, or Minister Heath. You know, one of the, as I'm sitting here and I'm listening and asking God to kind of give me clarity in this area so I can see, you know, where my particular struggle may be when you begin to think about, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, and that he's already predestined us, God. He has it already laid out for us. And so as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, God, you know, I'm on the line, and I know that this journey is because there's some things you want to show me about me. And in this area, what he said to me, what I believe God is saying to me is that it's really about my feelings more than my perception or more than even my beliefs, but it's my feelings. So, you know, feeling not strengthened, feeling not qualified, feeling like you can't take another step, or feeling like you don't know what to do. And he said, you know, for me, in this area of knowing I'm already equipped is, and in fact, I'm adding to my prayer request, I know prayer has already gone up, is getting past the feelings and really knowing that God is your strength, and knowing that God has already predestined you. So, and I love that, you know, that situation about the shrimp, because, you know, it's just that simple, you know, and to some degree, like, what would make us feel like, one, that someone else, you know, knows how to be more graceful than we do or can eat mm-hmm. better than we eat, and what would make us feel like, well, what if I did pick it up with my, you know, with my hand? Does that define me? No, mm-hmm. it really doesn't define me, but there's, you know, something for me in the area of the feeling. Because once you allow that feeling to come in, I believe that is where we get our minds messed up. And then the mind actually begin to control the body, so the body gets messed up. So, you know, I'm just praying and asking God, you know, in this area is not feeling equipped, but knowing that I am already equipped.
Good.
All right. I just actually want to comment on that because this is actually really a confirmation, because we actually been, our pastor actually has been preaching on feelings and emotions and saying most of the time that that is how we actually operate on a feeling, on an emotion. And our emotions pretty much control us. And in areas of our lives, because if I feel some type of way against you, you know, I'm not going to deal with you, you know, and it be a false emotion. It could be a false feeling.
That's
because
right.
We perceive things a lot of times not as they really are. Like,
right.
I can have my mind totally on something, and you may walk by me, and I may not speak, and you may perceive that I may be upset with you. But at that particular time, my mind was somewhere else. I may have seen with peripheral, but my mind was somewhere else, not intentionally wanting to not speak to you, but because I was somewhere else, you may perceive that I may have an attitude or what's wrong with her. You know, I wonder why our mind always go to the negative and not the positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor, you made some good points there, and that's good. That's good, because I can actually take that, because that's the way I was feeling when I was riding down that road, and the Spirit was just ministering me to, you know, launch out there into the deep and do this. And I've been, you know, going back and forth for a long time with them and on an emotion and a feeling, feeling like I'm not equipped, I'm not worthy enough, I, but the Spirit was letting me know that it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Take a decision.
Mm-hmm.
If I am commissioning you to do this, you are ready.
You
and
are.
You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my mind automatically went to, well, how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that. If I do this, this ain't going to be right. This is, and my mind just went into all kinds of things. But then on yesterday, and I thank God for his grace. Then on yesterday, as I was going through on yesterday, I could hear the Spirit just minister and minister and minister. And he was like, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my spirit stood up this confidence that, God, I thank you, that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it. So,
as soon as we get past the strongest thing that we can get past is it's not about me.
Uh-huh.
And I think as soon as we conquer that statement, that I don't know what you would call that. But just it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about what I want, what, you know, what I think I'm capable of, what I fear. It's about what God wants to do through me or through you. And as soon as we get past it being about us and our fears and our insecurities and our lack of knowledge, then things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And his will is done. I need that today.
Well, let's continue on. Like, does anybody else got some good tips, insight as to how we can conquer these emotions and feelings? Pastor, you have anything else? Because you was getting on that path.
Just one thing I'll share, because it, you know, he's just bubbling it up in me this morning, is you know, in alignment with the direction that we've been given on the spiritual cleanse, is that, calling a cancellation to our mind, so that as that feeling come up, you know, and for all of us it may be different. It may be, you know, the feeling of, you know, that, you know, just not qualified. And then I think what God is really saying to us is, you feel not qualified, then go to my word, you know, and you read that scripture that says you're qualified. If you feel afraid, then go to my word and you write down that scripture. I said, don't be afraid. What do you have to be afraid of? You know, if you, you know, feel that feeling of lack, you know, then, you know, go to my word and then see what I said about lack and how I own, you know, the cattle and the thousand hills. Because I really believe it's a positioning of ourselves so that we begin to take authority over these feelings. And so, I mean, I'm just excited this morning because that is something so simple. But I think if we, you know, as a tip, if you will, or a hint to us, if we identify what it is, you know, what makes me feel uncomfortable when I'm around people that may look a certain way? What makes me feel uncomfortable when I'm around someone that may talk a certain way? What makes me feel uncomfortable when, God, you give me an assignment that's bigger than me? Because we already know that God has given us the strength, and again, he has predestined us. So we have got to cancel these feelings and emotions so that they do not, you know, become a part of our mind, and it's issuing that cancellation. So I'm sitting here writing fast and furious, issuing cancellations this morning in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
I was just thinking about, this woman discovered who she is, how when God commissioned Moses to do what he wanted him to do and how Moses was doubting himself. And that's the problem, is we put too much stock in ourselves. We don't realize that if God told us to do something that, you know, we're already equipped or he has our back, he's going to help us through whatever we have to do for him. We just look too much into ourselves when we just need to look for our help, you know, and trust him. And he knows what he's doing. He knows what we can do and what we can't do. And he knows how to step in and help us when we need, or send help if we need it. But we just take too much stock in our flesh, and we don't know how to trust and rely on God. It's like God said, he'll give us what to say in the self-same hour. We don't, you know, we don't have to prepare a script. Sometimes he can deliver it instantly, whatever we need to say or whatever we need to do, but we just always look into this flesh to, you know, God said don't put no trust in no man, that's including ourselves, because we don't know what we may do or we not do, but we do know if he tells us to do something that we can do it through him. You know, we, all things are possible, so we have to stop looking at ourselves and look to God and, you know, try to be obedient and serve him. We, you know, we serve ourselves too much. And we have to really start to trust and believe that he's going to do what he says he's going to do, that he's going to make the way for us, especially if he sends us out to do something or he gives us a task or something to say. We just have to trust him that he's going to do it and stop worrying about what we can do or we cannot do. You know, all we can do is do what we can. We can study, we can try to make preparation, but we just have to learn to trust him even more and stop looking at ourselves.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Very good words that are being spoken this morning. I appreciate everybody's insight. Yes, and the thing is let us not let what we are getting here today fall by the wayside. These are things and good tools that we can use on this journey, you know, to get our minds focused off of ourselves. And just to add to what she was saying, for some reason or another, we feel like we have some part in this, and we have to help God do what he has to do. And he has a way that he wants us to do a certain thing, but we, you know, we'll want to alter it and do it our way or whatever. And like you said, we just have to totally, and I said to the Lord, I totally am selling out for him. I am working on getting this mind straight because I am determined
that I am going to do what he has called me to do. I have asked him to move me out of the equation and allow me to let him be God. Because for so long, I'm going to say I feel like I have a hand in the situation. I want to take my hand out of the equation and let him be God, fully be God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Well, this is really good. I am really basking in his spirit right now. Just listening to everyone today. Is there anybody else? Because I don't want it to stop right now.
I just want to say, and this is Prophetess Constance, we sometimes let a spirit of fear come in, the fear of the unknown. And, you know, God has called us and he's chosen us. So to know that you've been chosen, it means there's benefits, and that's the equipping of the Holy Spirit. To know that he's chosen you and set you aside, and he's picked you out for a purpose and for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many times we just allow things and people and past situations to mold our future, in which it could be a positive thing. But at the same time, you know, we let things contaminate us and hold us back from our destiny and our purpose. But God said he's chosen us. And to know that you've been chosen, that means that you have an assignment and you have a purpose, and mm-hmm. that you represent his kingdom. And if you represent his kingdom, a king gives his servants instructions and assignment, and they go forth and they complete the task. So, you know, we can just go forth in confidence and knowing that God has us, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. If he mm-hmm. tells you to go, he's got you. He's got your back. He's got you all the way around. So just be confident in knowing that, like you said, it's not about you, but it's about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just encourage each and every one of you. I've been listening, been trying to get on this call, and different things have been coming my way, but I said this morning I'm going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to glean, and I'm going to receive, and I'm going to hear what my sisters have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just praise mm-hmm. God for each and every one of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And I received some encouragement on this morning. And I was thinking, you are so right. We do allow people to come in and paint what we know that the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with us about. And, you know, we allow you to say something because people can't see the vision God has. Sometimes people can't see the vision that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
And only you and God know what he is dealing with you about. And if you have people that cannot see it
mm-hmm.
right now because it hasn't entered in their hearts and minds the things that God has for me,
mm-hmm.
you're right. I have allowed people to come in and take that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a struggle for me because I could hear the Spirit telling me one thing, and then I could hear someone else speaking something else in my ear, and I'm like, God, you know, but I have decided that, and I thank God for the cleansing going through my process, because my mind is no longer thinking along those terms any longer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Like today, it was like I felt this strength, this confidence to go out and do what God has compelled me to go out and do. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't agree with that, then that's what to do. My God has called me to do.
You know, I
can't get in trouble with God because somebody mm-hmm. can't get where I'm going right now.
Right. And that's what we got to serve God and not man. We can put,
that's
like right. I said, we serve. We're too worried about man mm-hmm. and what mm-hmm. they think and how they feel instead of serving God. You know, we serve ourselves and we serve man. And I was listening to this talk show the other day, and I never thought about it like this. But the person said, you know, God tells you to be strong and be in good courage. That means if you need to have courage, that means there is fear. So
mm-hmm.
when you have fear and you remember God said be of good courage, it's normal, it's natural to have fear. But you just have to overcome it and have courage. Mm-hmm. And go forth and then trust and believe in God. It's okay to be a little fearful here and there. You know, I mean, it's going to happen from time to time. But we got to have confidence in God and stop looking at ourselves and looking at other people and just
mm-hmm.
do it. Like you said, just do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'm listening at everyone, and we are some mighty and dynamic and awesome women of God, and we just have to realize to the extent that we are,
mm-hmm.
that we are. I mean, it's not by chance, because everything is predestined. God knew that we would be on this line, on this call this morning. We would be sharing. We would be encouraging. We would be growing. I just, you know, he's so awesome. And we say he's so awesome, but we don't allow him to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow him to be the awesome God that he really is.
Amen.
But we are moving forward into our mightiness, into our awesomeness, in the strength that God has given us. I'm declaring and decreeing these things over our lives, that we walk with our heads up high, knowing that God has our back.
Yes.
Mm, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And when I get an unction like that, I know that the Holy Spirit is in agreement with
yes.
what I'm saying. It is like the Holy Spirit is touching and agreeing in what I'm saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, God, I thank you.
Yes, God.
Oh, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank each and every one of you ladies on the call today, because you have been such a tool in such an instrument in the things that each and every one of us, I mean, we all have different insights, we all have different stories, but when we can come together and share that with one another, it is helping to make us whole in the areas in which we feel like we're lacking. But God says we're not lacking anything because we are already equipped.
Yes.
We are already equipped with what? And we just have to learn and turn our minds towards we're already equipped to do whatever is before us, if it's in our business, if it's in our family, and whatever it is, whatever we touch should prosper.
Amen.
If we take on that mindset that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Is there anyone else at this time? We are actually getting up at the top of the hour, and all of this has been good. And again, I thank all of you ladies. I tell you, the spirit just hit me there for a minute. So if he's in agreement, if he be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Right? If he be for us, who can be against us? Any last remarks before we go and declare and decree what we are in prayer for this week? Nothing else? Okay. It looks like actually most of us had some of the same things that some of the others may have had this week. We all are standing in agreement for focus and healing and all of that. Did anyone want to go ahead and start their declarations at this point right now?
I do declare and decree that the kidney will work perfectly and she's already healed by his stripes. And I pray that the marriage be mend together, that Christ has called it to be in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that I see them by faith during marriage seminars in the name of Jesus. And it is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
I declare and decree that the family that has relocated to this area will or has already adjusted to the transition, and that the kids will be well in their new school, the new environment, and their family will continue to prosper and flourish. In the name of Jesus, it is so.
And it is so.
And it is so.
I declare and decree that all the women on the line and those that couldn't make it on the line this morning will be focused and disciplined and intentional in this cleanse, and that God will do all that he desires to accomplish with us through this cleanse. I declare and decree spiritual and national increase for each and every woman on the line. And it is so.
It is so.
And
it is so.
I declare and decree that the healing virtue of the Holy Spirit come upon those that are hurting right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My sister with the back, God, we thank you right now for her healing. We
thank
declare
you.
And decree it that by your stripes we were healed. And
thank
we continue
you.
To speak your word over her body and everybody that is on this line, God. Just let your healing virtue just flow through this whole call, God. Lord, just do what you want to do in
thank
our
you.
Lives, God. We submit to you. We surrender to you. And it's all for your glory.
Yes.
It's all for the working of the ministry and for the kingdom, God. We just thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we love you, Lord, and we declare and decree it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus' name. And it is so.
Amen.
It is so.
It is so.
Yes.
And I declare and decree this morning, similar to what's gone forth, this continued and intense focus on this spiritual cleanse. I declare and decree spiritual and physical increases, and it is so.
And it is so.
Yes, it is.
The woman I am declaring and decreeing for every woman that is on this line to this morning, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above, not beneath. We are the bars. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we are women of God, mighty women of God, and that we will walk in our calling and in our anointings with confidence. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walk in victory and not defeat. He can the Lord Shanta. He come out of your Shanta. The Lord of Sunday, the Lord of you are fucking quick. He can the Lord of Shanta. The Lord of Shanta. How many of your Shanta? The Lord of Shanta. You have all that you need. He can the Lord of Shanta. Ha, but it is your Shanta. The Lord of Shanta. Come to the hills, Lord, come to your help. Oh, your help. I'm the Lord of Ayaka. Thank you. I am the help. I am your strength. I'm the Lord of Santa. I'm the Lord of Ayaka. Glory to God. 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 Glory to God.
Glory to
God. Yeah. Oh, God, we thank you for being the way, the truth, and the light, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for shining on us today, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, and let it illuminate in our spirits, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. It is so. It is so. And it is so. It is so, God. I thank you. God, I praise you. Lord, I magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
you, God.
Cast aside all your tears. He comes to the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for being one in the midst, God. God, you said we're there to gather together in your name, God. There are you in the midst, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, as we go on through this week, God, oh, God, we are victorious women of God in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anybody that would like to have words before we close out? This was really an amazing boost on this week. I am boosted and ready to faith and take on whatever God has before me. I'm just enlightened this morning. I don't know about anybody, but I'm enlightened this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Light. Oh, if there is nothing else this morning, actually, I was going to read Lisa's quote. But my technology died on me. So is there anybody that can get that quote for me at this time that we came into this world? nothing lacking.
One moment, please. Let's see if I can.
Bear with me a little while longer, ladies, and as we have this little commercial break, anybody want to step in and just give a testimony or something at this time, so that we can actually close out, because this quote is very befitting for what we have been discussing this morning, and I actually want to read that before we actually close out, so that
I cannot locate it. It's going to take a little longer, so.
Well, we all know that we are fully equipped, and some of the verses that we came into this world, nothing lacking, and that we are fully equipped with everything that we need, and that if anything stops us from fulfilling what we have already been equipped with, has been created in our minds. So with that said, ladies, we are going to have a victorious week on this week, and I thank each and every one of you for being on the call this morning, because without you, there would be no show. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Grateful.